Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We are thrilled to bring you the new candidate for the Senate on the Republican side. Dr. Oz joins us here on Talk Radio 1210 in Philadelphia. Dr. Oz, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Dom, thanks for having me, man. I got to thank you very much. It's very hard for me to impress my mother-in-law. She actually finally, after all the work I've done in media, finally impressed.
Wow. All right. Send something to the mother-in-law. Send some Boston Market over there, Dan. Well, Dr. Oz, I saw you with Hannity, and I've read what you've put up so far, and I realize it's preliminarily. You talk about relighting the divine spark. What's the thesis behind your urge to run for the Senate at this point?
I think our nation's in crisis, and our values are under attack, things you talk about all the time. But what really, really bothers me as a doctor is that Americans cannot say what we see. And in medicine, when you do not say what you see, people die. And we saw this during COVID. We've seen it discussing even things like the budget and whether we should be passing some of these bills. You get shamed and silenced and bullied and canceled. And I really believe that we can change that. I have spent my entire life empowering my patients, the viewers that watch my show, and I like to try to do it by serving the citizens of Pennsylvania. But if you don't take on big authority groups, they just bulldoze you over. I mean, big pharma, big tech, agrochemical companies. I've taken these guys on. I had the scars to prove it, and I can't be bought. But then I ran into COVID and realized this is much bigger than that. This is about taking a simple concept like 2 weeks to bend the curve down, right? Remember that? We said, all right, you know, we're all going to do it. We're going to give up our civil liberties because it's only 2 weeks and we don't know what we're dealing with. And I was okay with that, actually, because I didn't know either. No one did. And so then you do that. And then next thing you know, there's this broad authoritarian overreach that starts to suffocate us. And that is not what we signed up for. And I think as Americans, we deserve better than that. And that's why I want to try to serve the great citizens of Pennsylvania.
All right. That's fair enough. Now, as you probably know, too, the local media, particularly the Philadelphia Inquirer, must have a Dr. Oz desk over there. And they're concerned, because my biggest concern is the right candidate that can win in addition to their message. Here is Congressman Bill Parscale in Jersey. Dr. Oz, they quote, he tweeted out that he wanted to congratulate you, my North Jersey constituent, Dr. Oz, on your run for the U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. I'm sure this fully genuine candidacy will capture the heart of Pennsylvanians. Getting at, where does Dr. Oz and wife live?
Well, first, I want to thank everybody in the liberal media and the Democratic Party for doing my PR for me. The fact that I have people in other states talking about my candidacy, the fact that the Democratic candidates for the Senate in Pennsylvania, who, you know, they don't get to me until they get through each other, they're all talking about me. And they don't understand that it essentially highlights the threat that I am to them. Everyone starts looking up, you know, why, if you go into a restaurant and everyone's sort of eating there, one table's louder than all the others, you know how that's like the fun table you want to learn more about? That's what they're basically doing, right? They're all shining their lights at what they're up to. And the residency issue, which is, I'll go through it now. You tell me what you think. I grew up just across the border, south of Philadelphia. I literally would run to the border. That's, you know, that was my workout. I played football in college and sports, so I would, you know, stayed exercising. I go to Penn Medical School, which is in Philadelphia. I went to Wharton Business School, which is in Philadelphia. I met my wife in Philadelphia, in the city. I married my wife in Philadelphia. We had two children. in Philadelphia. By the way, in Pennsylvania, marrying my wife in Pennsylvania was the best thing I ever did in my life 36 years ago. We moved back home last year to be closer to her parents, but also we love this area. We live in Huntington Valley in Montgomery County, and I'm very proud to be back. I don't see why Bill Pascrell resents the fact that I left his district to live in a place that I call home.
So it's not true then, out there in the media, Dr. Oz, that the address is listed as Lisa, your wife's parents' residence, not yours.
We are buying land. You can't do that overnight. We had to find the right property. We had to get the right approvals. We've gone through all that. I rented a house that was the original estate of her family, her grandmother, who's passed on, because that's a good place for us to live. It's a place we've spent a lot of time in our lives, and I'm proud to be there. The town of Bernathen, which is where my it's a church town. My wife's great-grandfather built that church, and her grandfather started a company in the town, and this is the house he lived in when he started that company. It's beautiful. You should come by.
Well, I like Bernathen. We will take you up on that, Dr. Oz, without a doubt. Let me ask you then, with that kind of knowledge base, what would you say is the biggest problem in our area right here? Philadelphia, we'll put aside. We'll get to what you came into Kensington, what you saw, opioids and the like. But the suburban counties here are vote rich, and Republicans didn't do well the last time around. They have to. Pat Toomey did rather well when he ran. So in the four collar counties, what's the number one problems that you're assessing since you decided to run?
Safety. People don't feel safe. And let me just cover that because it has several elements. The first is health care. You need to be able to feel like your own body is safe. Two, when you're walking on the streets, you need to feel safe. That horrible, horrible murder of a Temple University student, breaking the record for murders in Philadelphia, that even worse than the worst of the crack epidemic in the 90s. Intolerable. You just look at the numbers. You don't have to argue whether the current policies are working or not. They're not. And the third safety issue is the false narrative around things like the border and homelessness. It's all about a victim mentality. Tell a story that this person's a victim, and you can't get in the way of a victim. You have to help a victim or you're a bad human being. Well, let's take homelessness. Since I've covered homelessness and I've been to homeless shelters and I've talked to people taking care of homeless people, it is not a poverty issue. It's not an issue of income inequality. Homelessness is a mental health issue, often complicated by drug abuse. So they don't want to come into a shelter. They don't want to come in to get help. Mm-hmm. If my mother, who has Alzheimer's, and is walking down the street, I want someone to help her. Don't let her be a victim. Help her get the care. She's obviously lost. We should be doing that. The border is a human trafficking cartel-run operation, aided and abetted by the U.S. government, because we're making it easy for them to succeed in delivering their victims who have paid them across the border. They're also running drugs. And you mentioned Kensington. I've been under those train tracks. I've done shows. I've done free clinics in Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and visited every part of the state. It is a problem when you can't say what you see. In medicine, when you don't see what you see, people die.
I asked you about the four counties, and you did address it in broad terms. Is there a specific in any county, though, that you're – Montgomery County, where your residence is? Is there a specific issue out there? Have you drilled down to that yet?
Well, I was in, I went up to Doylestown today, where one of my daughters was born, just to visit the Bucks County folks, and I live in Montgomery County, so I'll talk about education, because it's a fear that a lot of parents have, and I share it. And the values that we have, that we desperately are trying to share with our children, are not reflected in the school systems, and we don't have local governance. Which means you don't actually make the decision at the level of the school sometimes. And I don't see why people would not want to offer choice. If you have a great charter school system like Chester County has, right, the southern part of Philly, you know, 70% of those kids go to charter schools, and they work well. And they cost less to the state, and they deliver better outcomes.
Are you talking about charter schools, Dr. Oz, in Philadelphia or in Chester County?
Well, in Philadelphia, southern parts of Philadelphia,
okay,
and in Chester County.
Okay, okay. Yeah. All right. One of the things that we saw out there, and we wanted you to clarify it, just talking about schools, and it's a big issue in driving the election in Virginia, somewhat in Jersey, and here in these areas, is critical race theory. Do you believe that is permeating schools, and what would you do if elected to push back against it if you do?
The arguments that declare that we are an irredeemably stained nation that must be destroyed and then rebuilt with the toxic ideology of those who believe what I just said, I reject. I don't think any of those statements are true. And I don't know why my kids would be subjected to that. How does it even help people? I mean, who gets benefit from telling little kids that there are problems? I would take it the opposite way. Americans' children, or their children, should be proud. And those children should be supported by their parents. And it's the parents should be taking them through these discussions. Because nobody loves your kids more than you. I don't care what anyone else says. So it's not even picking a fight that's unwarranted. This is a real threat. I saw this with my own family, but I'm seeing it in Philadelphia. I'm not going to mention the school because I don't want to create a problem. But, you know, my wife's a big family. They got 6 kids, 20 grandkids, right? So these grandkids are all in school. They got rid of the advanced placement classes in this very good school. And we were all sort of stunned. They got rid of the advanced placement classes. They said they were racist. I just don't get it. Why would you hurt children who are able to qualify for higher quality classes just because you don't like the fact that not all kids get in? It's not helping the kids that didn't get in the class. It hurts the kids who did get in the class. So, of course, what do? You pull your kids out of the school. That doesn't help the school to take the kids who are thriving out of it.
No, without a doubt. Now, on your website, I was very happy to see, because it's one of the first things I look. I believe that we are in an existential war with the Communist Chinese Party, and at so many levels, particularly your main field, medically, the virus, et cetera. Talk about China and what you see as the role of a senator from Pennsylvania.
This country is at is being threatened by countries that don't just have a little issue with how we do our things. They don't like, nor can they tolerate, who we are as a democracy. And I want to emphasize this. You can't actually get past that. It's overtly stated as a problem. My show, which is, I've had for 13 years, number one health show in the world, I have it in 100 countries. That's aired there. I go around the world and I visit my show in these countries. And you know what they tell me when they get there? Please fix America. And I say, why do you care so much about America? And they say, we struggle with democracy too. But whenever we're having a problem, we point to America and say, those guys got it right. If America can be a democracy that's thriving, we can too. Let's just try harder. If we don't have an example of a thriving democracy, which America represents to the entire planet, then people stop saying that. Countries that don't want that to be the case are going to threaten us. And much of what we're doing, and it ranges from false narratives around green energy, where we can't become dependent on these countries. We must be self-independent first before we can even begin that conversation, to threats of semiconductors being available, to supply chain issues. We have to onsource most industries so that we are self-sufficient. These are all part of an America First policy that I think we got to visit. And these are not, pie-in-the-sky ideas. They're very tangible, concrete issues that will benefit our nation and protect our nation.
Dr. Oz, one parting question. You've been very generous of your time. We appreciate that. I wanted to go back to, I'm looking at some more media reports, and probably after the show there will be some. Is there anything that you are going to do? You've answered today with specificity, but the residents thing, the media is going to keep after you, and I'm afraid the Democrats will doggedly be on top of you if you were the nominee. So what will you do? Is there anything publicly that you're going to do to lock that down and prove that, or do you think your answer today is sufficient?
Dom, if the worst they can throw at me is they don't think spending a good part of my life here, having some of my kids here, marrying my wife of 36 years here and moving back is enough, that I'm celebrating that. I'm hoping they'll find something a little more damning than the fact that I don't meet their very narrow criteria. This is a country where people move around. Japan, the fact that you live 3 miles across a border or 5 miles across a border, it doesn't matter to most people. Most people want to know, how are you going to serve me? And that is my pledge to the people of Pennsylvania. I will serve you. I'm doing this, and I've taken this task on, because I think it is essential for us as a country to give back, to serve each other. I have no other goals than that. I've done everything I want to do in my life, and I get the greatest joy from helping others. As a doctor, it's my calling. It was fun. The best parts of my show were always those moments. This will be a wonderful, I believe, experience, as painful as it will be going through it, to be able to serve people and raise issues that ought to be addressed. But if nothing else comes out from my campaign, that we free people, conservatives in particular, to say what they see, God bless us all.
Hey, kudos for your stint on Jeopardy. Was that a tough gig, in case they ever call me? Was that a hard job?
Dom, when they call you, do your homework. I'm telling you, it is. What Alex Trebek, who was a wonderful friend and a dear human being, was able to do and do it effortlessly was spectacular. I had to do boot camp. And just in order to, you know how hard it is to just ask the questions the right way. And these contestants are smart as whips. And if you stall, even a second confirming whether their answer is right or wrong, you destroy the game. That was a, like, even Aaron Rodgers had a challenge. You know, like, he came right after me. Even he, as a football quarterback, making spots, you know, snap decisions was challenged. I'm just glad I did surgery in my maturing years.
Hey, Dr. Oz, thank you for this initial visit. You are welcome back anytime. Thanks your mother-in-law too. I'm glad she's a listener.
Well, I'm hoping I'm back again. Maybe one day we'll visit in person, and she's a wonderful person.
We will do that as soon as possible. We'd love to have you in studio.
All right. God bless.
Thanks, Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz here on Talk Radio 1210. All right. 855-839-1210. Thanks to Dan behind the scenes and the mom out there in Montgomery County and her doctor husband for listening. Dan, your initial instant analysis here.
I got to say, I'm incredibly impressed, Tom. I don't like to make rash judgments like that, but when Dr. Oz initially announces, my only knowledge of Dr. Oz is his TV persona, Jeopardy host. You know, he's been on TV for so long. And I just thought to myself, does a celebrity really need to get involved with Pennsylvania politics? The guy had an answer for everything, Dom. You didn't pull any punches. You asked him what needed to be asked, in my opinion, and the guy did have a solid answer for it. And I got to say, I'm very impressed at what we heard.
All right. So, I asked him things about the counties and also about – I went back to the home again because I think the only problem I have here is we know how the media is. We know what Democrats are going to do in concert with the media. How big of a deal is it that he hasn't been, you know, for years here in Pennsylvania in order to besmirch his candidacy?
I want to know from listeners, give us a call. Is that a disqualifier in your opinion?
Yeah, that's certainly, or anything you heard during this. I know some don't believe he's conservative. I wasn't going to, that's part one. Let's set them up, Dan. Tell them we'd like to do that. I'm not sure about in-studio guests. You know the policy or not, but I would do it with Dr. Ass, who would be medical.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.